This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's Monday morning. I'm in a better mood than I usually am on Monday mornings this morning. Talk about why coming up in just a minute. But my name's Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan early morning show. It's the wake-up show. It's for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe could go to CJR Wholesale, our lovely sponsor of this Fan early morning show. It's cold out there. I'm sure the Pirates are happy that they get to stay down in Florida out of spring training, which is on Thursday. Opening day's coming! We're talking about baseball, of course, this morning. It's cold out here in Pennsylvania right now, though. It's in the 30s if you're going outside, 35 degrees right now. It was extra chilly this morning, and I was upset to feel that because yesterday I went out and I got to play basketball. It was like in the mid-40s. The sun was out. And waking up this morning, it just did not feel like 10 degrees. I really felt that. So if you're going out there this morning and you were outside at all yesterday, today, at least this morning at this time, it's going to be cold. It's going to get a little warmer later on, but right now it is cold. So if you're leaving your house, if you're up early, doing work like me this morning, just be prepared for those low temperatures. Of course, I'll give you a full forecast, too, a little later on when we do the official Fan weather update. But, this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I got a little taste of baseball. So, as you know, I do work in Bethel Park with the municipality with their public access TV station. We covered some baseball games. It was kind of miserable, just because the one game it pretty much like snowed and it was 30 degrees outside with high winds, and the other game it was raining. Bethel Park won one and tied one, so it wasn't all bad. They kept it exciting. They kept it good for us, good for views, because they were doing well. People wanted to tune in and watch, so that was good. But I got my first taste of baseball this year was in not baseball-y conditions, so I hope that it gets better out there. I'm sure it will, obviously. As summer comes around, it'll warm up. But hope it comes soon, because I'm ready for the warm temperatures and I'm ready for baseball. I'm ready for the Pirates, too, to come into town. They're going to play the Baltimore Orioles a little over a week from now. They've got two series on the road before they come back to Pittsburgh. But until then, I'll be mostly covering Bethel Park baseball. So shout out to them, Bethel Park baseball team. Their win and tie this week. But what else is going on? Oh, yeah, how about this? The ACC men's basketball teams? Yeah, go check. See, X is a wonderful place, formerly Twitter, is a wonderful place for stuff like this. Now, some of the nonsense that goes on there, that's a little much. Sometimes people are overly negative. Sometimes people are overly dramatic about, like, real stuff. And that's not what we do here. But X is a wonderful place that you can go and you can expose certain people, certain committees when it comes to sports. And that I love, because sports is all about parody. Sports is all about, you know, feeling the dramatics, feeling intensity in organized competition. And the basketball so-called experts getting just exploited on X. So go look. Just search ACC men's basketball and see what comes up. Follow the ACC on X, because they have called out the entire committee. Everything is wonderful on X when it comes to ACC men's basketball. Just search that up, ACC men's basketball. And then there's one particular post that the ACC made which says, ACC you in the Sweet 16 times four, which is just beautiful and was met with several just praising posts and memes against the committee. Well deserved, might I add. Four teams made it to the Sweet 16. I mean, okay, you got Duke, NC State, North Carolina, and Clemson. Which now I feel like I can forgive Pitt men's basketball a bit, because Clemson got hot toward the end of the season. Well, they didn't look threatening. And then they made it, and now they're making a run to the Sweet 16. So, yeah, no notes there. That's fine. Sorry, Clemson for... And Pitt, I'll say as well. Clemson got hot, and Clemson clearly deserves to be in the tournament. They're in the Sweet 16, so good on them. Also, real quick, RIP to Duquesne. Sorry, Duquesne. They ran into Illinois. Yeah. Okay, back to just, yeah, this argument for a second here. So, apologies to Pitt, I'll say. I think we all said that that game was within their control, and while they could have won that game, Clemson hasn't disappointed being in the tournament. The only ACC team that seemed to have disappointed was Virginia. And I feel like Pitt may have put up a better fight than Virginia did in the tournament, which just makes some of these committee members look a little silly. Joe Lunardi is now an enemy of Pittsburgh. I mean, they just look like, so to speak, I know Pony and Mueller say this all the time, and now I'll borrow this expression, they've got egg on their face, so to speak. Ha ha! Right? This is first of all, why this tournament is among the best tournaments in sports, because the one and done nature of it, the sudden death, immediate elimination, is fun. But it's also just awesome to see how these bracket people, this committee that makes up this grouping and says, yep, these are the teams that deserve to be there, and then a bunch of teams get knocked off because... And the ACC just gets it. I mean, I think that's a big problem, too. I think that's a big misconception that you have all of these prestigious college conferences, and the ACC is just there not being as respected, and it happens every year. And there's no amount of metrics, there's no amount of raw statistics that can determine how a team will perform under pressure. I mean, there's no statistic that can truly encompass like what a team can do, that can truly summarize, that can truly predict what a team can do under certain circumstances. And the ACC just year after year after year proves that they are a legitimate conference. Every year. So, I mean, the argument here against the committee should be like, hey, I mean, look at these teams. Maybe consider these teams a little more, just considering that they actually, like, make it far in the tournament every year. Pitt had a good run last season, too, which is why I don't understand. I mean, Pitt could have made the tournament. The way they finished the season, Pitt could have made the tournament, and I think could have made a little bit of noise. Virginia, I don't think, was the team to let into the tournament this year. And they made that pretty obvious. But that's no slight to them either, because even if Pitt makes it and Virginia doesn't, or what have you, any other combination, I mean, you still got four teams in the Sweet 16. Four teams from the ACC in the Sweet 16. So it's just one of those things, the men's basketball tournament is such a great tournament to have. It's one of those events that happens that is almost impossible to replicate, because it's one and done, single elimination. Every minute, every second, so important. And it's such a great tournament to have. Like, put the right teams in there, though. It just, I mean, I don't know if what I say is going to make any change. Hopefully enough protest among fans can persuade the right people to change this. Unfortunately, people still watch enough that there may not be enough incentive, because if people are watching, that's all that matters and the money's going to be made. But I don't know, protest. Why not? Make some noise. Just keep making memes. Like, I love the memes on these posts about the ACC men's basketball. Love them. And I was audibly laughing this morning. I was giggling. It's fun to watch just these people get exposed, because, I mean, there are a lot of people. Joe Lunardi should not have been an enemy of the people until he started to make sarcastic tweets at Pitt, which now fans came at him first, allegedly, which, yeah. But Lunardi's the professional in this situation, so no excuses there. You got to be professional enough to not respond to those people and just taking shots at Pitt when before, like, even us here on the radio at the Fan were saying, like, hey, don't be mad at him. He's just communicating to us what the committee is thinking and feeling and deciding. Yeah, but then, I mean, guys like him took shots at Pitt, and there are just so many more arrogant people that exist that talk the ACC down, that talk like they know better. Maybe they know how the committee runs better, or maybe they think that the committee is and the algorithms and all that, they're the best deciders of all of this. And then we get to the actual tournament, and the ACC does well, and then we all get to make fun of them, which I think is great. Like, fight back against the arrogance of these people. Fight back against the arrogance that this thing that they created is the best way to decide who deserves to be in this tournament. I mean, maybe they thought that a neutral third-party computer technology, whatever, was going to make people not argue with how the outcome was determined, how the teams were set. It seems like it's doing the opposite. Like, you've got to have some level of just, of common sense, of like a human element of a, hey, this team got hot at the right time, or this team would make an exciting, you know, matchup. This team could make some noise in the tournament. And the ACC just not being acknowledged at all for being a team that could shake things up. And then it seems like every year they just come in and it's bam, bam. Upset, upset. Now four teams in the Sweet 16. Minus Virginia, which, not a fan of Virginia. I don't think they should have been in, if not to let Pitt in behind them. But, you know, hey, it's otherwise, there are four teams in the Sweet 16, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's lovely. And to heck with the committee and all those deciders, because this is great for Pitt, or not just Pitt as well, for the ACC. It's great to just see that the ACC comes in and blows everything up. Now the ACC needs more respect. And that's just something. Keep the memes coming. Keep the tweets coming. Keep the posts coming. Share them around. Make fun of this committee, because this is, it just happens. Feels like it happens every year. Feels like it happens every year. And unfortunately, Pitt's in this conference right now, and Pitt has to suffer through this, and Pitt has to fight and really create the upsets that the national people won't acknowledge as legitimate. 412-928-9370. You're welcome to call in at any time and have a conversation with me about anything. I'm really focusing on the national tournament and Pirates baseball, which I'll talk about a little bit coming up next. The Pirates, who play this week, it's here! Opening day's coming for Major League Baseball, so we'll talk about what to expect from the Pirates. Jason Mackey talked to Joe Starkey and company on Friday, and he's also on the schedule to talk to Adam Crowley this morning and Doran Dickerson on the Fan Morning Show main. So you can anticipate that at 8 o'clock. But I'll talk a little bit about what Jason said on Friday before they get to question him later on this morning. So coming up next, Pirates baseball we're going to talk about right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet in McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy. You can also shop online at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 64, low of 34, mostly clear skies through the day. And then tomorrow, high of 52, low of 42. You could expect a 50% chance of rain, and temperatures throughout the week look like they're going to be between 55 and 65 degrees. So that's exciting. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Kellis. You're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is The Fan early morning show for all of you that are up at this hour working or reading or whatever you do. If you can't sleep, you can talk sports with us here or listen to the conversation, but you're welcome to participate as well. Always welcome that at 412-928-9370. You can grab a phone line if you want to talk about anything this morning. I'm going to keep it more toward Pirates and the NCAA National Basketball Tournament here, but if you really do want to talk about the Penguins or the Steelers, you're welcome to. I'm kind of happy to take a breath from the Steelers, admittedly, as well, because we literally had like a month or two worth of news in that week last week, so it's nice to kind of decompress from that. You know, big stories there. The draft is obviously going to be a big story, so it's nice to focus on the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament as a big event that is, and especially how well the ACC is doing, which is what I talked about 10 minutes ago. That was the main conversation. And, of course, baseball coming around. Pirates baseball begins this week. They've got a road series against the Miami Marlins, and then they've got another road series against the Washington Nationals before coming home to start a series with the Baltimore Orioles on the 5th through the 7th. So baseball's back, and that makes me thrilled because, as you know, baseball is my favorite sport. And so, naturally, I like the Pirates because I live in Pittsburgh, and they're a Major League Baseball team. There you go. Right? You can call me again, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. I take either those written posts. If you want to talk to me that way, I'll usually read those if I find them intriguing enough. If not, you can get a phone line. One more time, 412-928-9370. Get that phone line, talk to me, and we'll talk about stuff this morning. We'll shift a little bit to the Pirates. Just one more time, though. The ACC has four teams in the national tournament here, so they're in the Sweet 16. They make up 25% of the teams. See, I'm just doing math here because I know the committee loves algorithms and math and stuff, so I'm a little salty still about it, Pitt not being in and all that, but especially the entire conference just getting the hate. I just want to continue to perpetuate this conversation because I think it's crazy that a quarter of the teams are in the Sweet 16 are ACC teams. So, okay. All right, Pirates baseball. Here we go. So Jason Mackey talked to the Joe Starkey show yesterday, the last weekday of of last week, which is Friday. That was a way too complicated way of saying that. But, yeah, so Jason Mackey of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette talked to the Joe Starkey show on Friday. And Paul Zeiss and Mike DeFabo from The Athletic, they were there as part of the show. And Jason Mackey revealed a good chunk of his perspective on the Pirates coming into this season. And Jason Mackey sometimes gets seen as the guy making the decisions and not just the messenger. So I know sometimes people get frustrated with what he says. A lot of the times, though, he's reflecting just the reality of what the Pirates are deciding to do. And so, you know, hearing him, you know, talk, sometimes I think it's, you know, people get angry with him, grr. But there's a reality to how the Pirates need to operate and how the Pirates need to do things. So don't get so mad at him or at the Pirates for that matter. Don't get mad at anything. This season looks like it's going to be a legitimate season based on the talent that they have. And if everything goes as it should, as planned, and they get everybody developed the way that they should develop, I mean, this team has a legitimate shot to contend, and I do believe that, especially hearing that Jason Mackey said on Friday that Paul Skenes is anticipated to come up in May.
of this season, which is what we want, right? He still needs a little more development time, it seems, in the minors. He had a great spring training. See how he does in AAA, and if he does well, he should come up and he should be a starter and he should impact the team immediately, which is great because, especially because some of the other pitchers on the team that the Pirates have right now seem like they're struggling. Marco Gonzalez in particular, and Martin Perez is still an unproven commodity. So to have a solidified fourth or fifth starter in the rotation, and especially a guy in Skeens who's a number one overall pick and is throwing hundreds of miles per hour every pitch, that's what you want. So there's that. I also was kind of sad to hear that Termar Johnson, who was their number one or their first round pick, number four overall, in the draft of 2022, probably won't make the major league roster this year. He was a spring training invite this season, and he seemed to be doing kind of well. He's another middle infield option. I believe he was drafted as a second baseman. So, and he was the one that said too, like, look out, Pittsburgh, here I come, something like that. So I want to see him succeed. I hope that they keep him around and develop him. But it doesn't seem like he's going to make the major league roster this year, per Jason Mackey. Nick Gonzalez has some offensive concerns, apparently, as well, which is why they're sending him down. It seems like he's a good defender and he can play multiple positions, but they want to develop his bat more, especially for somebody who was a former first-round pick. The lineup apparently may see O'Neill Cruz bat leadoff, which has gotten some kind of controversial response. A lot of times you hear statistics say that your best hitter should bat second or maybe third, not necessarily leadoff. But the trend's kind of going there now with baseball where, like, the best hitter will bat leadoff just to, like, really set a tone early in games. So that's not totally uncommon, and I'm not totally opposed to O'Neill Cruz batting leadoff. It seems like it could be, you know, a legitimate decision. Seems like it could work out, especially for the rest of the tools that this team has in the lineup now. Definitely a stronger lineup this year. And then Jason said, to kind of wrap this up, some of my big points from what I took from this conversation, Henry Davis is really making a bid for the Major League roster. And with Yasmani Grandal dealing with a minor injury, maybe they'll elect to bring Henry Davis up and say, hey, catch, focus on that. And who knows what will happen with Grandal. I know our focus in Pittsburgh here is to focus on Henry Davis too, because again, another first-round pick, first overall pick of the 2021 draft. So that's an important one. That's somebody you want to see. And the way he's been hitting too, it's not like he doesn't deserve it. I mean, he definitely deserves to be on this roster based on how he played in the spring. Maybe they want to develop him a little bit more. Maybe they had that idea, and then he came out, and he made a presence this season. And the fact that he has major league reps already only helps him. And even further, again, Grandal dealing with an injury may even further contribute to the argument that that he deserves to be on the opening day roster and even get a chance to start at catcher while they have a temporary hole there. So those are my biggest points there. Either way, I'm excited for Pirates baseball to start coming up. Again, they're playing on Thursday against the Miami Marlins on opening day. So, exciting!
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.